Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Psychedelics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, August 8th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of psychedelics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Psychedelic news breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ NRXP. Subsidiary Hope Therapeutics, TM, secures Florida regulatory clearance to close Dura Medical Acquisition. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ NRXP, subsidiary Hope Therapeutics, TM, has secured regulatory clearance in Florida to finalize the acquisition of Dura Medical, LLC. Dura Medical operates clinics specializing in mental health and chronic pain treatment, offering various therapies. The acquisition will expand Hope's network in Florida and enhance its expertise in combining psychedelic medications with neuroplastic technologies for treating depression and PTSD. NRx Pharmaceuticals is a biopharmaceutical company developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders. NRx plans to file for accelerated approval for NRx-101, an investigational breakthrough therapy for suicidal bipolar depression. The company has also filed for a new Commissioner's National Priority Voucher for NRX-100, and an abbreviated new drug application for ketamine. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Psychedelics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.